Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning our very own Nikki, you, were a mascot at one point in your life.
Yes, I was a Mongolian barbecue mascot.
As we all have been.
A lot of other mascots out there, and basically none of us can see to the right or our left.
And also, adults, if you're going to be on the playground, just be there to like watch and make sure no one gets hurt. Don't join in the fun, as we've learned.
Yeah, you used to be able to skateboard 15 years ago. Doesn't mean you can do it now.
That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Tom Cruise was caught breakdancing at Posh Spice's 50th birthday party. No video taken because they confiscated everybody's phones because it's Hollywood and they said, we don't want them to know what kind of fun we have.
Mm-hmm.
All the drugs were passing around. No? I don't know.
No.
But there they were celebrating the 50th, and Tom Cruise, apparently, according to many partygoers, was breakdancing and even did the splits, and it blew people away. I'm sure he'll eventually do it on the Fallon show or something. It'll happen.
Okay. I mean, hey, we heard that you breakdance. Can you show us a little something?
It'll probably happen. But if you could dance with any celebrity, who would you want to dance with? Slow song or fast song? It's totally up to you. 847 Britney Spears. Bring your own knives.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Hard to keep up.
Right? 219, not Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but specifically Elaine from Seinfeld. Do the Elaine dance. Mm-hmm. Kind of fun. 219, Margot Robbie. 773, Ellen. She's always dancing.
That was her thing.
Many of you texted this one, and need we ask why? Channing Tatum, for obvious reasons, says a few of you. For obvious reasons. John Travolta, would be nice to dance with Johnny T. 815, I want to slow dance with Danny DeVito. Put his head right where you want it. Nice. And, and then you could also, 217, I want to slow dance with Sydney Sweeney. Put your head right where you want it.
Now we're talking.
Now, hey, man. Ryan Reynolds, 773. Here's a throwback. Carmen Electra, 630.
Oh, yeah.
I want to dance with Carmen Electra. Let's see here. I want to dance with Anna Kendrick, 847. Okay. To the Trolls soundtrack. Uma Thurman, and you could dance to the Fall Out Boy song, Uma Thurman.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr., 708, that's the celeb I want to dance with. 815, I want to dance with Paul Rudd. I think that'd be fun for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he'd be really fun on the dance floor at like a wedding or something. 815, I want to dance with Bono. Bono actually dances like Elaine from Seinfeld, so it would be kind of nice. You ever see Bono on stage? It's like, where's this guy going? It's like he's chasing a light that no one else can see. Bono. Emma Stone, 847, yeah? 630, I want to dance with Joe Manganiello. How do you say that one? Manganiello?
I think you're there.
But from his, what's this called? Magic Mike days.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. He's more dancing on you than you dancing with him. Charlize Theron, 708, the celebrity I want to dance with. So many people saying John Travolta, and that makes sense. In any John Travolta movie, they make the guy dance. It could be any movie. He could be an alien from the planet Skibbledyboops, and they'll make him dance somehow. Dua Lipa, that'd be nice. I want to dance with Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I think he would just pick you up and dance.
That's
and
cool.
That would be it. Harry Styles. He also has a little bit. He's got some good moves. He does the, like, he puts his hands up thing a lot. Richard Gere. And finally, 630, I want to double dance with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson at a wedding. So it'd be like their Wedding Crasher characters spinning you around.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Welcome to the Mascot Race. We've got the BD Mongolian Barbecue taking on that purple thing from McDonald's. There they go. They're running. Oh, no. somebody knocked down the Mongolian barbecue guy and they can't see. It appears the person in there is 5'2" and the costume is 7'8". We've made some mistakes on casting. Oh, no. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? That's what happens with the old mascot race. There was a pileup of mascots during a Nationals game recently. They did a president's mascot race from some of the universities around the area. One fell onto the other, and then a fight ensued as they all got piled up. Being a mascot can be a full-time job. The person who is Benny the Bull, it is their living. They make a good living doing it.
Like six figures for a lot of these. Yeah.
And it's a full-time job, 365. They work all year long. They do events. They do appearances, all sorts of stuff. And then, of course, every game at home, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been a mascot? Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, you are a mascot. What was the mascot for?
I worked at a hardware store when I was a teenager.
Okay.
And to get out of my regular job, they asked if I wanted to be the Pink Panther, which was the mascot for Owens Insulation.
That's right, the insulation. Yes, I remember that. I never understood why. I guess just because the insulation was pink. But you got to be the Pink Panther out in front of the store?
Yes.
And for how long?
It was like 100 degrees. We had to sit outside in this super huge hot costume, sweating all day long.
Forget about it.
The sweat is something you never forget because it's so bad. Yeah.
Wow. So you were the Pink Panther with no experience nor plan, nor that morning did you even know you'd be the Pink Panther.
No, I did not. They're like, hey, who wants to volunteer to be the Pink Panther today? And I'm like, I'll do it because I don't have to do my job.
Wow. Yeah, not bad.
And how many hours about were you in there?
Probably about six.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
This is why there's unions. Yeah. Oh my God. 6 hours. Are you kidding me? Forget about it. And now we got to go to one of the more popular pizza joints. I think I hear Papa John on the line. Hi, Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were a mascot at Papa John's.
Yes, I was.
What was the costume?
It was a ginormous pizza slice.
Okay. Was your face sort of sticking out in the middle of the pizza, or was there like a little screen that you could look through?
No, my head, there was a hole for the head coming out the top. But I had to like dance around and try to convince people to come to the shop and pick up a pizza.
Would your friend stop by to see you?
Yeah.
I believe there were photo evidence, but I have no access to that anymore.
Yeah. They've wiped them from Google, don't worry.
Okay, understandable.
How many times were you the Papa John's pizza slice?
Quite often. Nobody else wanted to do it.
Well, like, if you're good at something, you know what I mean? And how many hours would they leave you out there in the pizza slice?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 3 to 4 at a time.
What kind of pizza was it? Yeah. Was it like a supreme? Like, what was the slice?
Pepperoni.
Okay.
Pepperoni. I like that.
Melting
okay.
in the sun.
Yeah, poor Rebecca's out there as moldy pepperoni. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Carrie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm good.
You were a duck?
Yeah, so I've been a duck and a tree. But when I was the duck, I had to walk in a parade, and it was so hot that when I got to our destination, I literally had to open a freezer and, like, stick my head in.
I bet.
It was so hot.
So was the duck, like, a full, like, you had a big butt behind you and then, like, orange tights or something?
It was, like, it was yellow, and it had, like, fluffy, like, feather-looking things and this giant beak. And Nikki is right. Like, it's really hard to see out of a mascot head.
Do you finally feel seen, Nikki?
I didn't know I had this mascot brethren out here. I think it's fantastic.
And how many times were you a duck, Carrie?
Probably a couple. I think I was the tree a couple. And I hire interns every summer, so they have to get in the mascot costume
at least once.
It's a rite of passage.
It's like a trust exercise.
It has to be.
Very much so.
What was better, the duck or the tree? Like, what's easier on the body?
The duck. It was easier to walk around and move your arm than being the tree.
Well, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, a couple more, believe it or not. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You were over there at the barbecue, huh? What was your mascot costume?
I was Wilbur the Pig for a 3K.
A 3K. That's a barbecue yeah. run if I've ever heard of one. Yeah. Hey, most folks are doing a 5K. We're going to do a 3K and hit these ribs. All right.
We did a 3K for the NICU unit for Loyola when it first opened.
And you were a pig?
I was Wilbur the pig. Yep.
So does Wilbur the pig, it's Famous Dave's, right? That's the barbecue with the pig mascot,
yes,
white
Famous
T-shirt.
Dave.
Okay. And was yep. it very hot in there?
It was about 103 degrees, and I was looked like I just came out of the shower when I pulled it off.
Oh, I bet you didn't smell like it.
But I would do it over again in a heartbeat for the kids.
Oh, my.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just for the kids. That's awesome. So, Christine, what a pig for Famous Dave's. And, gang, hold on to your butts.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Crystal. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Crystal, you are currently a mascot where?
Well, I work closely with Southpaw with the White Sox, but I've also, as a part of my job, been a retro racer for those races you've been talking about between games.
So you've done the race, like, at Guaranteed Rate. You've had to put on the
yes.
costume and run around the warning track.
Yes, I have.
Oh, come on! That's awesome!
That's fantastic. How hard is it to see in those things? Like, you got a big screen where the mouth is, right? But it's really
right.
for your eyes?
It's not as hard as you think to see. It is a bit top heavy. I'm only 5 foot, so it was a little challenging to stay upright.
Oh, no.
This is wild.
They keep putting a short people in these
yeah,
costumes.
They really
yeah.
do. What's
going I volunteered. I wanted to do it. Usually my male coworkers do it, but I really wanted to experience it, and it was totally worth it.
Yeah, screw them. Now, did you win? Have you won the race?
I have not yet.
Oh, man.
I got to think, if you're running and you're that short, does the top of it bend backwards behind you as you're running?
It tends to wave back and forth a little bit. Yeah, you got to keep on your toes.
Have you fallen in the costume?
No, I have not.
Okay.
We try our best not to because those things can get dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
So I know that certain of these things are trade secrets, so you don't have to answer. But is Southpaw his or her own person, and then there's other people that do what you do, or might a person in one of those costumes one day be Southpaw another day?
Southpaw is their own person.
That's what I thought, because I used to know Southpaw back in the day, and she was a she. Oh.
Well, Southpaw came here last year, and we met Southpaw in the studio and took some photos. Very kind.
Mm-hmm.
Big
belly.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah. Southpaw's moving a lot of ass around. Now,
Chris just did a weird little motion with his
like,
hips and his
mascot
face.
Costume, it's like,
yeah,
I guess
no one
if you
can
wear,
see.
If you're a professional mascot, I guess you get used to the girth of the costume around you.
Yeah.
But if any one of us was to put it on, we'd be knocking drinks down and breaking lamps and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you work closely with Southpaw. Are you their manager, their handler? Do you work in marketing and promotions at the White Sox?
So I'm a part of what they call the White Sox Pride Crew, and I guess what we're best known for is throwing T-shirts between innings.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Whip just did the
I did the little slingshot thing, but you have like a gun sometimes too now,
oh,
like
yeah,
where you
we
can
have a
shoot
cannon.
It into the upper deck. It's crazy.
Yep.
Have you ever injured a fan with a T-shirt? You hear these horror stories. The cannon went off a little too close to a face.
Fortunately not, but I did have our cannon malfunction. It just kind of like, fell in front of me, and it was kind of embarrassing.
Crystal, it happens to everybody at least once. Don't worry about it. It's okay. That's wild. How cool. Well, Crystal, we should hang on to your information. Could you be our White Sox insider? Would you mind? We'd love to have somebody on the inside at Guaranteed Rate. We could check in with you about upcoming Sox things, you know, when they start winning.
Right. Can you play third base and pitch?
Oh.
I can be your insider, sure.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. She's like, I'll only
They have
answer.
A lot of fun things going on there other than winning.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of great food over there. Oh, Were you involved in any of that?
I am involved in some of the commercials we make for that. And we do have some of the best food, I feel like, in all of MLB.
Come on.
Let us know next time you're racing what you're in, and then we'll have a crowd for you, like rooting you on, and this will be the one, man. You'll have the support. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
Do you ever, text your friends or family, like, hey, I'm the sausage tonight.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Do you get to pick which
I
one?
I take pictures, even though you can't see me, but it's okay.
What are the options for costume during the race?
We have different players, like former players and current players.
All right. Is there one you like better than the other?
There's just some famous players that are some of my favorite. One time I think I was Harold Baines once, and that
come
was one
on.
Of my favorites.
Oh, you're a Hall of Famer.
Let's
that
go.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
they're giving me
so
the
humble.
Finger that we need to get to this Taylor Swift giveaway, but I want to talk to Crystal. So we're going to hang on to your info, Crystal, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Have an awesome rest of your day. That is so cool.
That is.
Works right with Southpaw. That's crazy.
It's Mix and Match. It's an easy game for you. Mix and Match even has a theme song, too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play Mix and Match.
Let's mix it and match it, baby. Please, welcome to the show, Melissa. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you today?
Doing great.
Okay. Have you heard us play Mix and Match before?
Of course.
Okay, I love it. So you know the deal. We're going to share a fill-in-the-blank. We will all write down our answers. Your job, pick one of us, match our answer, and you're going to win a $100 Giordano's gift card. Sounds good?
Yes, that sounds great.
Now, we shared with you guys this morning, and just again, Tom Cruise was caught breakdancing at Posh Spice's 50th, which makes sense. The guy can do anything. So there he is, breakdancing in a tuxedo, does the splits, wows the crowd, and walks out to an ice bath. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And so I ask us, the Morning Mix, if you had the opportunity to dance with any celebrity, who would you choose to dance with? Now, Melissa, while they lock in their answers, are you a big dancer, Melissa? If we're at a wedding, are we going to find you on the dance floor?
Oh, yeah, I'll be there, but it's not pretty.
Yeah, no, you know what? No, that's the thing. None of us are good dancers. Yeah. If we were, we'd be on So You Think You Can Dance or something. Instead, we're just drunk at this wedding. Now, do you need a little bit of the dancing juice to get yourself out there, or can you just go out on your own and have a good time?
Oh, no, I need at least a couple shots.
Yeah, there we go. Let's go. What are we throwing down? Tequila, vodka, Malort?
Vodka, usually.
Vodka, yeah, okay.
Malort.
Melissa has found her friends here. Okay. Melissa, we've got our answers locked in. I asked the Morning Mix, if you could dance with any celebrity, who would you dance with? Do you want to match with Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
This one is hard. Mm-hmm. This is not fair, but I'm going to go with Whip.
Okay.
Okay, I like your chances. Based on your listening to the show, I enjoy your chances. That's all I'm going to say.
Melissa, I asked the Morning Mix, if you could dance with any celebrity, what celebrity would you choose to dance with? Did Whip say Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jennifer Aniston, Dolly Parton, or Jenna Fisher, a.k.a. Pam from The Office?
This is so not what I was expecting. You know what? I'm going to go with Pam.
Pam from The Office, final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, I knew it. I felt it.
Come on.
I felt it.
Yes, God.
That's it.
Melissa, that's awesome.
Yes, Whip.
Yep.
Yes.
I felt the connection right there, right away.
That.
You doubted yourself a little bit. I never did.
Melissa, you just won a $100 Giordano's gift card. It's all yours.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, hang on just a split second now, Melissa. Let's see if you can run the table on this one, all right?
Okay,
you've already
okay.
got the prize. This is just for fun. Did Nikki say she would like to dance with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Dolly Parton, or Jennifer Aniston?
Oh, The Rock.
Yes!
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, two for two. Now, I feel like it gets a little tough here because you got Violetta and Chris left. So, did Violetta say she wants to dance with Dolly Parton? Or with Jennifer Aniston?
Dolly.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know why. Right. She's the first one that came to mind, but I was a little nervous that I was going to throw a wrench in this because I kind of thought that Whip might also like to dance with Dolly Parton.
Well, yeah. I had not thought of it. I mean, if you offered that up to me, I would very happily say yes.
I just feel like it'd be an easy dance. Like, just a little swipe.
Be kind of fun.
Yeah,
what a great story. Oh, I danced with Dolly Parton.
Yeah,
it was great.
Dang tootin'.
Yeah, darn right.
That's right.
Y'all Whip Violetta.
Country line dance.
That's right. And that's right, Melissa. I will keep Jennifer Aniston all to myself. Thank you so much, Melissa. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
You're so very welcome.
Every morning, you make my day.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
You're an adult. You're at the playground. You're having some fun with your kid, or maybe it's your grandson, granddaughter, your niece, your nephew, the neighbor's kids. You're running around having a good time. You're babysitting, and suddenly you get hurt. Adults on the playground, they're not built for you. They're too small. You're trying to squeeze into places. You're trying to have fun. Before you know it, you just get injured. Hey, Kelly. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Kelly, you were injured on the playground. What happened?
Yeah, my daughter was 4 years old. Just thought I'd be playing with her, and she decided, Mommy, you got to go down the slide with me. So it's a dual slide, and they had bumps on it. And so I'm like, oh, I could do this. And apparently it's not made for people who are wide enough. And I went down it, and I laid down, and then one of the bumps ended up hitting my back. And so I was injured for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Wow.
What about your back for 3 weeks hitting the hump in the slide? Ooh, not fun. So she's on the slide at the regular park. Kelly, number two. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You were at the skate park. What happened?
So I was at the beach just laying out, and then we went to the skate park after with my nephews and my daughters. And I was trying to be really cool and show them that I used to skateboard. So I went down a ramp and flew forward sort of into a somersault and broke like four bones in my foot, and then had to drive myself with all four kids to the hospital have a cast put on.
Holy oh, the old mackerel. Cast.
Hey, guys, this will be really cool. Check it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
It was embarrassing.
Poor Kelly at the skate park.
All the kids in the waiting room.
Wow.
At the hospital.
Here's what's wild about these phones. Wow. We have two Kellys, and now we have two Ashleys. So okay. Here we go. Ashley one. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
This sounds terrifying. You are also playing on the slide. What happened?
So my son was afraid to go to the top slide because, you know, it's high up. So I go walk up with him, and I put my hand towards the top of the slide because, you know, I'm tall. And I put my hand directly on a bee's nest.
Oh.
Little fingers normally don't go up there, so I guess the bees thought it was safe. All five fingers were stung. I immediately knew I made a mistake.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, and you scarred your son. He's never going to the big slide again.
Not touching that ever again. I never heard mommy scream like that before.
That was words.
And Ashley, number two. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
This is wild, Ashley. I just gave my kids this warning the other day at the playground on the swing set. What happened?
So I was pushing my cousin and her friend, and they were probably 7 years old, on the tire swing. And as I go to reach in to, like, push him again, my pinky finger gets stuck in the ring of the cane and continues to swing around.
Oh.
And then I stop it, and I pull out my finger, and I was like, oh, maybe it's just, you know, bruised or something. So I kind of pull at it, and I think I officially broke it.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I ended up having to have surgery and pins put in my finger.
Oh, my you have pins in your finger?
Yes, I was like, let's get off the tire swing. We have to go to urgent care.
Wow, that's the worst.
Urgent care.
Oh, man.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
These are your top six best states for outdoorsy people. And at number six, Alaska. Come on. Described by the explorers as taking mountainous terrain to an entirely new level, Alaska, which was which numbered state? 49, thank you.
Okay.
It's right there in at number six. Rugged wilderness, towering peaks, vast glaciers, offering some of the most breathtaking scenery in all of the U.S. In at number five, best states for outdoorsy people, which there's time to plan your summer vacations, and if you're an outdoorsy person, you might want to hang on to this list. Number five, Washington State. Washington State, right there, they say there is no place like it if you are an adventure enthusiast. Breathtaking cascading mountains, kayaking through the serene waters, or exploring lush rainforests, Washington has a little something for everybody. And it's also, I believe, where they are in Twilight.
Is that where they are?
I think so.
Okay.
If you're a Twilighter, let me know if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. In at number four, top six states for outdoorsy folks, no surprises here, Montana. And that's where Yellowstone is, right? The TV show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yellowstone, the TV show.
Listen, this is for the people who watched it, okay? If they offer you a ride to the train station, do not take it.
Uh-oh.
Trust me.
Is that where Teeter lives?
You're going to the final destination
there.
Yeah. That train ain't coming back.
Nope.
Montana, known for stunning mountain ranges, expansive forests, and sprawling lakes, it's truly a nature lover's paradise. In at number three on your top six states for you outdoorsy folk, Colorado.
Oh, of course.
You got towering mountains, also rolling plains, crystal clear lakes, offering a wide range of outdoor activities. You can hike, ski, fish, or just take in the stunning views. And in some days of the year, you can do all those things in one day in Colorado. In at number two, best states for outdoorsy people, Utah. Especially if you want to go outdoorsing with your wives. Five national parks there in Utah. It's a gold mine for adventure enthusiasts. From towering red rock formations of Zion National Park to the otherworldly landscape of Arches National Park, Utah offering a diverse range of natural wonders to explore. And what do we believe to be the number one state for outdoorsy folk? Nikki.
California.
California.
Florida.
Florida.
Dang it. Iowa.
Iowa. The number one state for outdoorsy people. Nikki nailed it. It's California. Okay. Unmatched with 9 national parks, 38 million acres of public land, and a staggering 18,000 miles of trails. California has something for every outdoorsy person. Plus, you're right on the Pacific Ocean.
It feels like you're in Andor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's got those redwoods. I feel like you're an Ewok when you're there.
You also can be like in desert and then go up and be in mountains. Like, it's kind of wild.
Yeah.
There's one other state on the list. We got the top 7. Try to take a guess at what other list, what states gets the honorable mention here. We're going to be a little southern on this one.
You go first.
Did we say Arizona?
No, we didn't say Arizona. Arizona. You going to say that though? Okay.
B. North Carolina.
Whip?
Yes.
Oh, you just went. Sorry. Yeah. Nikki.
Said Florida, North Carolina. Texas.
Texas. V got it. It's North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
An amazing place to live and explore. Hiking trails in the Blue Ridge Mountains, stunning waterfalls. They also have picturesque beaches along the Outer Banks, which is a show people watch. I've not seen it yet, but people rave about that show.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I hear like a lot of golf there, too.
A lot of golf. Yeah. A lot of Michael Jordan emblems. Go check it out. You can raise up, take your shirt off, and spin it around your head like a helicopter in beautiful North Carolina.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
The first ever large format Wayfair store is opening in Wilmette, right off of the Eden. So if you've been driving along 94, you've probably been seeing this massive 150,000 square foot building going up and wondering, what is that, a warehouse, a store? Is it going to ever be open? This, it is a store, and it's also going to have a restaurant inside that's called The Porch.
What?
We're finally getting more information about opening day, 10 a.m. Thursday, May 23rd.
Wow, it's huge. So,
do you want to go get lunch?
Yeah, I think we have to.
I mean,
guys,
come on.
And a chair.
Just what I need.
And a pillow.
Mm-hmm. A candle. I didn't realize. That's awesome. I thought it was just a storage warehouse, but it's a whole thing. You can go in there.
Yeah, it's 150,000 square feet is big, but I couldn't reference in my brain what that was. So I did look up what an IKEA store is, that one in Schaumburg. That one's 450,000 square feet. So it's big. It's a big footprint, but I don't think it's as tall.
What's a Costco? A Costco's probably about that, right? 150K?
Yeah.
It's just
big.
Like online on Wayfair, you can get lost in just buying so many different things. So being in the store is going to be a much different experience and very, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Next up, everybody loves jumping on the disliking millennials bandwagon, even millennials sometimes. So there's some trending audio from an Australian comedian making its rounds online. Let's see if we agree or at least laugh.
Millennials are allergic to everything. Millennials are allergic to gluten, to peanuts, to work. They're allergic to everything. Kids, you know, you've got Nintendo, you've got PlayStation, you've got Xbox, you've got Wii, you've got iPads, iPhones, and computers. And when you ask them how their day was, oh, I was bored, I didn't have... We had Monopoly, mate. You know what Monopoly... That's all we had. We had Play-Doh. They still have Play-Doh. Have you seen them? Look at Play-Doh in the toy store, but this is different, isn't it? Play-Doh, now non-toxic.
I like that. Oh, you gave him that one. Okay. So yeah, there you go. I mean,
now non-toxic.
Yeah, now.
Wait a second.
Yes.
And in another episode of I Have Been Doing This Wrong, Internet Edition, you guys know a measuring cup that has that handle on it that's kind of carved out, like it's hollow. You hold it there to pick up the measuring cup, but your thumb kind of slips in because there's like an indent.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I actually do.
Like, look, this is what it looks like.
I know, I really do.
Like the handle, how do I describe that? Like, the handle has an indent.
It's almost like a little pitcher.
Right, it's a pitcher.
Okay.
Most people would take the handle and pour the liquid condiments out of that, but actually it's supposed to be used as a funnel. So you take that handle and you put it into whatever you want to put the liquid into, and you start pouring so it won't spill anywhere. There's no drippage.
I just want to hear more about liquid condiments.
Contents, I think I meant to say.
Like pickle juice?
Yeah, if you're pouring pickle juice on your hamburger or your hot dog.
I gotta make it extra pickly for you.
You know what?
I like it.
You kind of understood what I was saying. If you're making picklebacks and you need to use this pitcher for something, I guess everybody online is freaking out about it, and now you're edumacated about it. That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.